And hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is A Walk Through the Mind, a moment where we can sit down, hang out, chit-chat, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head, see if we can't take those ideas for ourselves and go out and get the conversation started with friends, family, the people we meet on the street, or maybe we just get those gears turning within our own heads and see where it takes us. So I had family visit this weekend. Sibling and their better half decided to come on out, told me they would arrive at a certain time per the airplane regulations or rules or schedules or however we want to phrase that. But then someone activated HAARP and there were tornado warnings and crazy weather. No tornadoes here, but where they were at. And so there was a nice little bit of a delay on them showing up. So instead of a kind of a late evening show up or arrival, they landed at 11:30 at night. And it is what it is. It's a day of travel. Traveling along takes its toll, has its requirements on the amount of energy that are expended, especially with a layover and then an extended layover due to inclement weather. But they got here safe and sound. It was great to see them. Good times were to be had. But we were already starting off on not necessarily a wrong foot, but a late foot, qualifying us into the early stages of burning the midnight oil, a phrase that came from the time before electricity, back before we had wind turbines and natural gas, before we had increased our technical capabilities to refine crude oil into kerosene so we could burn it inside. We got whale oil, whale fat, that would burn lanterns so that way stay up a little bit later. The invention of light, so we could extend our daylight hour work. And it's not that we had to be up really, really early the next day, and good thing we didn't, but for only being here for a couple of days, definitely had a lot of activities and ideas to cram in. Not necessarily your typical vacation. I assume most people consider vacations to be go to a resort, kick up your feet by the pool, and relax and do nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. Those vacations are usually really well deserved. You put in your time and energy. But then there's vacations where you kind of want to be a tourist. And especially if you're only here for just a handful of days, that's a lot of walking. Start walking faster, start jogging, do your quick 30-second snap of a photo of everything, and time to move on to the next art exhibit, and away we go. But we're not super falutin people like that need to see art exhibits. But we had plans. Wanted to go be the tourists, amateur night, go check out the big city for the St. Paddy's Day. And so the little bit of driving around to show them the area, show them where I live, to come back just in time to get changed to start the evening activities, go out, party, not all night, because we had the bright idea to wake up again at 6:30, be on the road by 8. Didn't work out so well. On the following day, we hit the road by 9 for a 3-hour road trip to go visit family that is within the general vicinity, but also go be a tourist out in Nashville, go see the sights that are to be seen out there. Rather enjoyable. Then had dinner with family to then drive back another 3 hours to make it home at 1 a.m. And so far, we have not gotten to bed before midnight on any of these nights. And luckily, we had a little bit more time to sleep in the following day on Sunday. But man, were we tired and still had work at home to do. Sibling was crazy enough to volunteer them and the significant other to some yard work. I kept it simple enough at 3 hours. Didn't want to kill him. It's hard enough work. We had our time to relax just long enough to get changed to go to the store to make one heck of a family meal for the final night here. And then I had work on Monday. had to strap on the work boots and continue on my way. Doesn't mean we went to bed early on Sunday night. Had to make the most of the time. Burn that midnight oil just a little bit more. And it turns into not just a simple oil lamp that we have to worry about knocking over and igniting our thatched roof on fire. The nice hardwood floors, because tiling was a very special kind of deal. And then so instead of that lamp turns into a candle. Burning the candle at both ends. You think of a candle, just a simple candlestick, beeswax, or another kind of wax to create the body of the candle with a wick right there in the middle. And once we ignite that wick, it slowly burns this candle, comparative to life. And it takes its time, melts ever so slowly. But if we lay that candle on the side, we sharpen out the existing wick in the middle, we can burn the candle from both ends and take that life energy of that candle and make it burn twice as fast. And it's not completely sustainable. The candle will exist for a period of time, but sometimes we need that little bit of extra brightness. Sometimes we need to exert that little bit of extra energy. And this family trip, this whirlwind of a family trip to make the most of our time, was one of those deals. Definitely was not in the happiest moods to be at work. I wish I was able to sleep in on this final day that they were here, this final morning before they left. But that's not how responsibility and adulting works. But again, it's the price you pay. It's what you got to do to get the job done. Sometimes there are events and concerts that we have to do. We have to make it to. I remember going to a concert in high school during finals week or something like that. There was an important week on a Tuesday or whatever it was. I just went to the concert, made it home by 2, but I got to see the band that I wanted to see. Sometimes I've made road trips 2.5 to 3 hours one direction to go see a band and then return that same night. But it's not always fun and games. Sometimes we have an important project that needs to be done. My easiest examples fall around cars, times where really need the car fixed. Can't take it to the mechanic, because that's not what I do. Not even in my budget to make it there. But that car needs to be fixed. I think of race car drivers got to break down the engine and rebuild it within a certain period of time to make it to the next race. So they're burning the midnight oil, burning the candle at both ends. But I'm sure there's plenty of projects, programming projects. You got your deadlines. You put in that extra effort, that extra work. Instead of a 8 to 10 hour day, you put in the 12 to 14 hour day. So it gets done. Because it needs to be done. It needs to be taken care of. And you get tired. You pay for it. Again, that life energy burned out just a little bit quicker than what you originally anticipated. And hopefully most of the time, all of that effort is worth it. But we should also make sure that we snuff the flames on one end or the other. Get that rest and let the wax cool. So that way we don't burn out the entire candle all at once. So that way we're left with no energy whatsoever. But there's also plenty of times that, again, we don't want to burn both ends of the candle. And we only ignite the one, only providing enough light to keep us moving. Keep our artificial light illuminating us, illuminating our path, our work, to bring us to that point. And it might not be enough. It might not be hot enough. We're bright enough to see what we need to do, how far we're going to go to finish the project. And if we don't put in that extra little bit of effort, we don't reach that end goal, that end point, what have we missed out on? Now this random little weekend of visiting with family, having fun, we wouldn't have been able to see one extra site, or maybe fix as big of a dinner as we thought we did. Or maybe we don't get that project done. Don't get that bonus finished. We don't get that car fixed in time. Don't make it to the race or aren't able to drive to work. But wherever we go, and however we play things out, the candle of life will still burn, still kind of slowly etch away. whether or not it's made from beeswax or something a little bit more industrial, a little bit stronger. It's only finite. At certain points, it would be nice to have a lamp to burn that midnight oil, because when the tank's empty, you just refill it. But then we gotta slaughter whales, and I'm not for that. But now we got kerosene. We got natural gas. We got batteries. Recharge our batteries. Be like the pink bunny with the drum. Running around, banging our drum, keeping it moving. Getting things done and having fun. The most fun we can, I hope. Hopefully it's not all work and labor, but again, bills need to be paid. I pay them last month and they come back asking for more money. But I'm putting a cap, I'm putting a snuffer on one end of this candle for the time being. Let that second half of the wax cool for a moment. Because I'm tired. It's been one heck of a weekend. It's been a good weekend. It's been worth it. Putting in the extra effort. And just so long as I'm not out there beating myself completely into an oblivion that I can't recover. But I've been Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You find me on Mastodon, the Fediverse, at Billy Bones, at noagendasocial.com. I've got a website, billybones.com. Remember, that is spelt with the number 3 instead of an E. And there you will find links for email, show notes. No show notes today, but links for past episodes. So that way, if you're just tuning in, you go there, you find a topic that might be worth of interest, and see what else is out there for a conversation starter. And this is a value for value podcast. If you found value out of this podcast, be it the individual episode or the entire catalog, fantastic. I'm glad you did. The first thing that I ask that you do is you give this show a share. Maybe someone else finds a talking point worth talking about. But if you feel that this show is worth a monetary value, be that dollars or satoshis, teeny tiny bitcoins, I ask that you donate whatever number you feel is appropriate. I'm not asking for too much. Wouldn't hurt to give more than just a handful of pennies, but it's whatever you deem value, whatever number fits your budget, your belief. But if you feel that you need a little bit more tangible exchange of value for value, I've got a website, tabletopwoodworks.com. That's also linked on billybones.com. You can go there. I've got exploding outhouses and Red Oak Dice Towers for sale right now. But I'd like to thank you guys for listening. I'm going to go take a nap. But I will talk to you guys next week. I love you guys.